Rob, let's go back to our guest line. Someone who's going to join us, I believe, at Jennison Fieldhouse tomorrow for Michigan State, Penn State gymnastics. That would be Jay Green, proud Flintstone, former MSU receiver. Jay, how are you?
Doing great, Jack. How are you doing? I'm very excited about the gymnastics meet tomorrow.
You know, you're more than just a football guy. I want to let our listeners know that the Michigan-Michigan State hockey game, and Jay Green was walking around there and you know, learning the game. First time you'd been there for hockey and now branching out into women's gymnastics. I don't know whether Michigan State can beat Michigan again if you're not there next weekend.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, too. So I was trying to figure out if I'm going to go or if I'm going to just watch it on TV. But
gotcha.
I will definitely be at Jennison tomorrow cheering for a victory.
Excited about that. I understand that, Jay, you're going to be in the VIP section.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. How about that? When I said who was coming with me, you know, Rob's name didn't do a whole lot, I got to tell you. But when I mentioned Jay Green, suddenly it got their attention. So, anyway, want to talk to you a little bit about another game tomorrow, and that is Michigan State at Rutgers at Madison Square Garden. Have you ever been to MSG?
Never. I've heard a lot of stories about it, and it seems to bring the best, bring out the best in a lot of great players, but I've never been there.
It's interesting you say that, because I asked someone what effect it has on players playing there with the aura and all the history there, and they say great players get greater, and wannabes struggle more.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Yeah, it definitely makes sense, because they call it the Mecca. So, you know, I think people in New York feel like basketball started in New York. And, you know, that's kind of where the aura and everything comes from. So I'm looking forward to the game tomorrow, though.
Rob, is it okay with you if we talk in glowing terms about Madison Square Garden, and we don't talk about the old Boston Garden and
Madison Square Garden is truly the best. I had some fortunate times to see some basketball games between the Knicks and the Celtics growing up in the 80s. So by all means, keep continuing to talk about the cathedral of basketball arenas for sure.
Yeah, I think it's 33rd and 7th Avenue. But as Kyle Austin was saying, you know, it's right in the middle of town. I mean, it's big buildings on all sides. And when you go in, you know, you walk in and you say, okay, what is it going to be? And you just start to feel it a little bit. You can almost see Michael Jordan scoring 55 against the Knicks. And you can see Patrick Ewing. You know, it's some of the great Knicks teams they've had there over the years. Not recently. But maybe New York is on the way back now. Jalen Brunson is a tremendous acquisition for them. And so Knicks are starting to play a little bit better. In terms of not being in a true road environment, this is a Rutgers home game that was moved from Piscataway to Manhattan. How much could that help Michigan State, Jay?
I think that playing at the Garden kind of is in our favor, because it's closer for them, but it's not their home.
Right, right.
And I think that's a huge difference. And I think, you know, also with it being at the Garden, there'll be a lot more Michigan State fans than probably if it had been at Rutgers. So,
do you remember the famous game there about 15 years ago when Kalen Lucas went at it, trading baskets with Kevin Durant, a Michigan State Texas game, and Spartans emerge victorious?
I definitely remember that. That was Kevin Durant's first collegiate game against us. I definitely remember that game. It was the start of something big on both sides.
Well, in terms of Michigan State and the start of something big, is it about time with 9 games left in the Big Ten season for Michigan State to show us what it's going to be?
I think it's about that time. We like in the fourth quarter of the regular season, and we finally got everybody healthy, I think. I think we finally are able to get some practice time in, and I think that that's going to help. You know, I think, you know, coach is big on being able to practice and being able to, you know, work on things, and we haven't been able to do that because we had so many games, you know, in such a short period of time. But now, you know, we got to spread out a little bit, and, you know, the guys can probably rest a little bit, get their legs, but at the same time, get some work in, and I think that it should be beneficial. And I think that the main thing is just, you know, getting starting fast and not, you know, having slow starts. I think that's usually what our problem is.
You can certainly make the case, Jay, if you analyze all of the schedules of the Big Ten teams, and it's, I don't believe it's a conspiracy, it's just what it is. It spits out a schedule, and some years it favors you and some years it does not. This year it looks like it favors Purdue, Illinois, and Michigan. But Michigan State, it's irrefutable that the Spartans are the only team in the conference that's already played Purdue twice and has not faced Minnesota yet. And if there is a team that is away from the pack, a one-win team that you would like to play twice, Michigan State doesn't and hasn't played the Gophers yet. But, you know, to have already played Purdue twice, there are a lot of schools that only play Purdue once, in fact, 6 of them. And there are schools that don't play Purdue until the end of the season. So, you know, they haven't had that loss on their record yet.
And I think the other thing about it is not the fact that we played them twice, but we played them twice in such a short period of time.
Yeah.
You know, there was, I want to say, maybe, well, a couple of weeks in between those two games, two or 3 weeks. You know, that's 14 days,
something like that.
Yeah, that's a fairly short period of time, especially going against a team like that at Mackey, you know. And we had a great battle on, you know, on Martin Luther King Day that we came up short in. And, again, to play them again within 2 weeks is, you know, kind of crazy, but – at the same time, I think we kind of used to it. You know, we always kind of, you know, get disrespected, I feel, when it comes to certain things. But I think that's also what makes us who we are, you know.
We're talking with Jay Green, proud Flintstone and MSU receiver from the George Perlis era in the early 1990s. Jay, you're a big guy. No one ever called you a small receiver. But would you like to bend the size of Zach Edey?
Man, no. You know what? No, I wouldn't, because I could. I know how hard it is for me being 6'4" and over 300 pounds doing stuff like, you know, you got to make sure you get the right seat on the airplane so you can have leg room, and you know, you got to. It's hard to find clothes in your size because they only go so far. So I couldn't even imagine being him, but. The good thing about it is it looks like one day he's going to make enough money to where he can afford all of that stuff. So
yeah.
I guess it's not so bad.
Yeah. Well, what do you wish that you could have done if you could change your height and get bigger certain times and maybe get a little smaller when you board the airplane? Where does 6'4", 300, is it really a disadvantage?
Man. How much time we got?
About 10 minutes.
So, again, being on the airplane, like, if I have somebody my size sitting next to me on the airplane, that can be, you know, that could be a problem, and I've had that.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, I don't fly much, but when I do, I've learned to get the exit row seat, you know, it's next to the door, and you have to say that you'll help people, but, you know, that's just what you have to say. And I say it just to, you know, to afford the luxury of leg room.
Now, if there was a problem on board the plane and I saw you sitting in the exit row, should I feel confident or are you just saying that?
No, you should feel confident. I think you know me well enough to know that I like helping people. So, yeah. You know, I can't say how much help it'll be, but I definitely help some people, especially you if you was over there.
Yeah, I'd probably need the help more than most people. Yeah, I think about that too. In fact, Jay, I just got back from that 9-day trip to Hong Kong and a 40-hour return. It was one of the longest excursions ever. And we were on flights that were very comfortable, going from Detroit to Chicago and Chicago to Vancouver. And then we basically got into a space capsule. And I got to tell you, my knees were sticking places I didn't think they could go. And, you know, it got to the point where in the middle of the night, you have to wake up the person next to you to get up so you can walk up and down the aisles, you know, wow. So your knees just don't keep killing you. But that's a long time to be on a plane if you're over 6 foot.
I would agree, and I made that flight from Chicago to Vancouver, and so I know exactly what you mean, and that's a very long flight. And, you know, I think the longest that I've done recently is probably to Atlanta, which is like an hour and a half.
But yeah, yeah.
Any time, especially when you got people in front of you who will be inconsiderate and right, already right. feel your knees in their back and they'll try to lay their seat back or like, no, you can't, we don't have that luxury.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.